Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Work, feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Sorry, Swampy. I was just getting a cup of tea. I do apologise. But I'm here now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. I'm Ben here in England and over there in Belgium, in the European Union, with a ponytail. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Swampy.
Bonjour, monsieur.
That's right. Wow. Well, there we go. That's what Brexit gets you, everyone. Yeah.
You get your own stick-on ponytail. That's yes, amazing. I know, Ben. It's got to that stage. Well, in fact, it's nigh on a year since I was in old Blighty in the Republic of Mancunia and Stockport and other such areas, and I've not had my hair cut since.
Post South Shields,
yes, and it's never been the same since. I mean, my hair's just been growing and growing, hence my beard has been trimmed two or three times, but just don't trust anybody. There's no point. I've got to go all the way back to sunny Stockport to see Brent's next door to the famous Heat and Hop, and at some stage he'll get indeed to cut my hair, but I think he's going to charge me in weight. rather than anything else next time.
I think we've discussed this on the MPL show before, but you can't change barbers, can you? It's too much of a risk.
And I got the say-so from Brent, actually, when I came over here. He said, look, feel free, if you need to, then get it cut. So I took my laptop at the time, or my iPad at the time, only three, four doors down from here, with an actual large photograph of my haircut that I wanted. They looked at it. Oh, yes, no problem at all. We can do that. Anyway, 7 weeks later, I was still wearing a hat. I've never been butchered so much in my life. And I decided that was it. No. I'm going back to Brent. I've got a sneaky feeling, though. The problem is, by the time we are allowed to go back,
there'll be a queue.
Well, there's a big queue. Big but queue. Equally, my passport won't look anything like me.
Oh, yeah, you won't be allowed back in, will you?
No, I'm like, who's this? No, it's me. It's me. No, go on. You can only come back if you're prepared to spend £80 a night for 2 weeks in a zero-star hotel at the behest of the government.
We've got to quarantine you, Swampy. I would have done it anyway before all this COVID business, but, you know, it's just to be extra careful. But anyway, we should...
Hotels for the few, not the many. So what it's they're saying basically, if you do go abroad and you find, I know you're not allowed to, but if you sneak out of the country and therefore you're breaking the law, when you come back, you're probably one of the few people that can afford £80 a night to stay in a hotel for 10 days. So the rich are basically have got a hotel to go back to.
There's that news today, wasn't there? I saw it on Twitter that Liverpool aren't going to be able to play Leipzig, are they, in Europe because of COVID and
that's
stuff.
That's right. So, well, the German government have said it doesn't meet the criteria and therefore Liverpool can't play. But it is then up to the home team to find an alternative venue. And if they can't,
it's a good job that Leipzig is owned by a company that owns more than one football club. So that's
indeed
great news, yes.
Yeah, well, it means basically that if they couldn't find an alternative venue, then Liverpool would be given the game as a 3-0 result. However, the game possibly could be changed to Anfield because obviously they don't really care in the UK where you come from. You can come in and go out as you please, to be honest.
But anyway, so coming up on this week's show, if you're still listening at this point.
Thing is, because the weeks just morph into themselves.
You're not kidding.
Nothing really happens. And I put a quest out to the radio listener this afternoon. And even they came back and went, the brain's not working. I can't think of anything. I mean, this is the problem we've got now. We're in a state of mind where we can't even think for ourselves or think for others in order to produce a radio show, in order to have some content. I mean, you can see, because you're looking at me and I can see you. Look, I've got loads of notes there, Ben. You can see the notes.
You've got notes?
Yeah, Ben, there's nothing on them.
Oh.
There's nothing on them. I mean, basically...
Oh, ironically, dear listener, ironically, it's one of these, you know, stationary ones where it's got a message on the top. The message on the top in big bold is be inspired.
It is, yeah, and I'm not in any way, shape or form. And to be honest, Ben, I mean, all I've got, I mean, my top headline today on top of this is, what's the point?
We're doing a good thing here, everyone. I mean, we've produced... Since the season suspension, we produce loads of podcasts now, just keeping everyone happy and at it. And someone got in touch to say that last week with regards to our bus scheduling. More on that shortly. I forgot that I can travel in West Yorkshire on one ticket. Big thank you for that public service. So that's what we've saved someone some money there, Swampy, by doing these shows.
That doesn't help me, Ben. What you've just said there basically is that the only decent part of the show, which is helpful, informative, and indeed inspiringly humorous, is the bit where the Clipper Card Kid comes on.
Yeah,
and therefore, I should just relinquish this show and have 30 minutes of him talking about buses.
Just to say, is he coming on this week? Have we got Berkey lined up?
He may well be on.
Good. Just to let everyone know, as a prelude to that, it's the 199 we're doing this week, which goes all the way to Buxton. More public service from this show. Thanks to this show, the kit that looked like it had been run over by a tractor did not win the vote for shirt. So that's good news, Swamper. So again, tick box for Red Rebel Radio public service.
Yeah, in fairness, I've got to say the three shirts are quite nice. I had a fantastic idea, and I'm going to share it with the public now. And then when we have our 18th new kit sponsor in 3 years' time, which inevitably we will have, and I actually drew this out, and I didn't get a chance to stick it on the old interweb because I don't know how to do this, but I was going to do a replica FC shirt in the greatest kit of all time ever made.
What do you mean?
It was going to be the Danish Hummel kit, the Denmark team, and I was going to have the red and the white, and that, what a kit that was. And I would have incorporated it into an FC kit, and that would have been absolutely top banana. So if anyone's listening that wants to incorporate an FC shirt...
All right, Grandad, top banana, all right.
Is that a Grandad thing to say? Well, I am a Grandad anyway. So it was going to be the Hummel, it was going to be the Hummel kit. I was going to do Hummel, and they'd all have to wear black Hummel boots. And the kit would have been, it looked absolutely fantastic. But I do like the third kit that FC brought out because it's very similar to the Union Saint-Gilloire kit, yellow.
Well, it's, speaking of bananas, it's very, a bit banana-esque, isn't it?
I suppose, I mean, it's giving that homage to the old green and yellow shirts. Isn't it? The one thing I can't understand, though, the best shirts in the world, and we've done this for years at FC, the best shirts in this, the short sleeve ones, always have a nice band around the end of the short sleeve. I think that really sets it off. I think it's.
What's this show become? What is happening? Get in touch, dear listener. Let us know. What is this show becoming? Carry on.
Well, we had controversy last night, Ben, in the house, because there was a difference of opinion of what to watch. I wanted to watch Can You Make Your Garden Into Something Fantastic? And Estelle wanted to watch that show about dogs. And I caught the last 30 seconds of it. It's an absolute disgrace. I have never seen anything like it. I mean, there was a poodle. I think it was a Japanese poodle looking at me in the last 30 seconds of the show with a tutu on and a dicky bow going, what have they done to me? Where's my dignity? What have you done to me? And it panned to the owner, and the owner looked like the Japanese poodle. I'm not paying my license fee for this kind of nonsense. I mean, where's Barbara Woodhouse when you need her?
I'm too young for that reference, Swampy. I do apologise. Thank you, Berkey, for joining us. It's now time for our new regular segment on the show, as we're joined by the Clipper Card Kid to discuss another bus, which you can get on out of the great Republic of Mancunia into the Shires and the greenery of the outside world. And joining us now, Berkey's here. Berkey, where are we going this week?
Ben?
Where are we going?
Have I not got my own jingle yet?
Do you want your own jingle? I could put the wheels on the bus if you like.
Well, I'm glad to see you slow down like that.
Oh,
Oh, now the phone's
ringing.
Oh,
the phone's ringing.
That'll be me.
Hang on, I better answer it. It might be important. It probably won't be. Hang on.
Me. Hello, Berkey.
Hello, Berkey. It's me.
Hello.
You all right?
Sorry, Ben. Where were we?
Where are we going this week, Berkey?
We're going on the Skyline 199 from Manchester Airport all the way to Buxton. I've never been on the section between the airport and Stockport. You do get people on it with the occasional suitcase and whatnot, but generally speaking, it's just people who are going about the daily business. Now, the bit between the airport and Stockport, the bus doesn't even stop, so there's no point getting on it anyway unless you're going to catch a flight or looking at planes or something like that.
Does it go on the M60, though?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, hold on. You're the bus.
No, but Swampy, basically, what happens is it gets to Stockport bus station and then it suddenly just vanishes and then reappears 5 miles
from the airport. Yeah, but from the airport, it actually goes along. It goes along on the motorway and then ends up at Stockport bus station and then it starts its proper route. I just wanted to get that out there so people know. Don't be standing on the hard shoulder of the motorway with your thumb out trying to stop the bus because it's not going to happen. It's dangerous.
Definitely not. We should say as well, Swampy, this bus runs half an hour, every half hour.
Wow.
From something like 5 a.m. till about midnight. So, you know, you're doing well on that bus. It's a very well-used route. Anyway, let's start at Stockport bus station. You climb your... Oh, you got your hand up, Ben. I can only see your hand, by the way.
Stockport bus station, at the moment, everyone, is this right, Berkey? It's the last of the brown, burgundy kind of old-school GMPTE bus stations. Because they've all been done up, haven't
Pretty
they?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I like that, though. It reminds me of the Arndale bus station and that cafe that used to be under there.
It was a very nice, at one stage, bus station. Very modern, like Stockport itself, very modern. Mm. But the years have taken its toll. And the new projection for that bus station over the next 3 to 5 years is going to be absolutely magnificent. But anyway, I digress. Back to Clipper Card Kid.
You leave Stockport bus station, go up the slope there through the centre of town. And what I need you to do once we get onto the A6 is you need to put your eyes to the right because there's a fantastic cafe there called the Scotch Egg. Now, not only is it called the Scotch Egg, but it's got a picture, a logo, if you will, a mascot of a Scotch Egg on it in a kilt, a tam o' shanter, and it's doing the Highland Fling. It's fantastic. It's I can't vouch for the food. I mean, I've never been in. But,
but it looks really good on the bus.
It's a brilliant logo.
It's got an LED sign and everything, hasn't it? It's like Stockport's equivalent of Times Square, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, except it's the Scotch Egg and it's just one shot.
It sounds to me that they'll also probably sell square sausages in there as well.
Mm.
Yes, or lawn sausages, as I discovered they were called.
Oh, square sausages. I've not had one of them in years. I'm going to... Thank you, Swampy. For a vegan, you haven't half publicised something deliciously meaty for me to have for my breakfast tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Benjamin, I can point you the direction to get them from as well. You can get 10, get 10 of them from Farm Foods. They sell traditional Scottish ones at Farm Foods.
Berkey.
Well... I mean, this is the worst bit of the journey by a long way. You're going through places like Shawheath and Davenport and Great Moor, places which are so inconsequential that only Davenport has its own Wikipedia page. And that's because it's got a train station. Totally pointless. You might as well fall asleep for 15 minutes until we get to Hazel Grove, which I know Swampy probably hates it there because it's quite posh. But it's not as posh as you think, you know. It's full of Robbie's pubs. Here, there and everywhere. All up the A6. You can have a good pub crawl.
Just to say, if you live in Shawheath or in Davenport or in Great Moor, or not so Great Moor, as Berkey would call it, don't get in touch. Those are the views of the Clipper Card Kid. I'm sure they're lovely places. No, and just shouting out for their own Wikipedia page.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Ben. Don't shout out to us. Get on Wikipedia and create a page because your place has probably got history, unless it really hasn't. Now, Hazel Grove. You might think of it as quite a well-to-do area, but back in the 18th century, it was notorious for the residents being a little bit backwards. So much so. It's true. It's absolutely true. It was called, originally, Bullock Smithy, and it was an auction back in the midst of time. And this auctioneer, he weren't getting much traction on his goods that day. He was selling loads of fancy books.
And he goes, bear in mind, this was when it was the olden days. So I'm going to try and do an olden days Lancashire / Yorkshire / Cheshire accent. He was going, hey, where does that think that's all from? Is that from Bullock Smithy? I can't tell a brick from a book. That's what he said. And yeah, they had a reputation for being a little bit...
Berkey, can I just take you back to the 184? And the only reason why I say that, because that was the exact same voice as the landlord of the pub opposite the bus station in Rusfield.
Good point.
He gets around right, a bit. Yeah.
It's the same bloke. It's his great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. Oh. Moving on from Bullock Smithy / Hazelgrove. Now, this is something that me and Eleanor do every year. We walk up from Hazelgrove all the way to Disley for a bit of a Christmas walk. We do a pub crawl and this, that and the other. And one of the pubs you go to is called the Royal Oak in High Lane, which is the next place you come to after Hazelgrove. Can you go in on the right day between Christmas and New Year? And they always have a carol service on, which is unexpected the first time we went there. But it was dead good, surprisingly good. But you can get on the Middlewood Way from there, pretty much from outside the pub as well.
Yeah.
And that'll take you all the way to Macclesfield or in the other direction to Marple.
You were talking about where we were going. New Mills Way, weren't we?
Well, we're going up the A6, Ben.
Yeah.
We're going next to Disley.
Disley. Is Disley the place where when me and Swampy ever go to Buxton or Matlock, they've got those front doorsteps so close to the road, and I'm just like going to live here. With those views out the back window, and then you've got that at the front window. Wow.
Yeah, along the crescent there and that. Oh, yeah, it seems a little bit dangerous, but there's some good things about Disley. One of them is there's a great pub there called Malt Disley, which isn't just one pub, it's two.
Sorry, what's it called?
For the price of one.
What's it called?
Malt Disley.
Malt Disley. Well done to that pub. That is superb punnage. Well done.
It's a little craft ale bar, isn't it?
That's right. But also, it's the start of the phallic pub crawl.
Yes, I'm glad you're going to bring this because I've got Richard, Burke. And I wanted to say that I wanted to say this in a. I remember a certain character from Coronation Street. I say, dandy cock. I say, dandy cock. Come on, cocker.
Just to say, everyone listening at home, that was Swampy's impression of Ken Barlow. Thank you, Swampy. oh, was it Emily Bishop? Oh, go on, anyway. Go on. Do I ask this question? Why is it called that, Burke?
You do ask the question.
I do,
it's very
yeah.
important. It's quite puerile, but it needs saying. There's a run of three pubs. Not consecutive, but within a couple of miles of each other. The first one in Disley, right in the middle of Disley, is called the Dandy Cock. And then you carry on up the road towards Furness Vale, and there you've got a pub called Soldier Dick, which is an unusual name for a pub.
Yeah.
And then you carry on into, oh, blimey, where is it now? Whaley Bridge. And there's a pub there called The Cock. So, yeah, you can do, if you're that way inclined, you can do a phallic pub crawl.
But, Berkey, I mean, you seem to have, Berkey, as far as I'm aware. I mean, we're up to, are we still in Disley?
Oh, we've moved along the A6. Now you could say we're in anywhere between Disley and Whaley Bridge, let's say.
So, we have indeed. And the one thing I would say.
New town, we should say.
On the bend itself. But there is something there that any connoisseur and anyone that was on the bus, upstairs or downstairs, would want to do if you were lucky enough to actually stop at the lights before you would turn left into New Mills. What I'm talking about is that smell of...
Swizzles!
Oh, now, just bear with me a second. I know this doesn't normally work on radio because basically the listener can't see, but I have, for the listener, a refresher for every one of our listeners. And as I have at least 12...
There's a lot more than five there, Swampy.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But then, the my favourite, you can't beat a box of Love Hearts, can you?
I'm never a fan.
No, me neither, really.
I prefer refreshers. They should stick to licorice, and I don't really like that, so...
You mean licorice?
Ah, oh, terrible stuff.
Have you raided that factory or something, Swampy? No, don't put it in your mouth. Come on.
What?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say you're better than that, Swamps, but we know better.
Licorice is very good for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Now, Berke, have we got... We're leaving New Mills now. We're heading to Whaley Bridge.
Where Edwina Curry lives, of course. And Whaley Bridge, I swear, has got the highest person-to-dog ratio in the entire country. Everybody there walking through the town has got a dog of some description walking alongside him. And there's a very nice dog in the Goy Inn as well called Chaos. But he's very, very old now. I don't know if he'd still be going, but certainly was last time I was in there a couple of years ago. But he didn't come downstairs very often.
Tell you what, Ben, he would have had a 2-2 on his arse and a dicky bow on, being made of ridicule.
Were we discussing that terrible TV show that's on at the moment, the dog grooming show?
It's got
Sheridan Smith presenting it. It's an acquired taste. Burke, Chapel on the Frith,
it's got the gall to call itself the capital of the peak.
No.
And I'm sorry.
No.
Buxton's bigger. Glossop's bigger. Even New Mills is bigger.
Is the bus helpful for Chapel on the Frith instead of the railway? Because the railway station, even though it's called Chapel on the Frith, is about 16 miles from the actual town centre.
Is it? I've never got off the train there, actually. No, I haven't got off the train there, so I wouldn't.
You know why? Why you not got off the train there? Because there's no point. Because it's miles away.
The thing is, though, you would expect, wouldn't you, the capital of the peaks would have a football team of note.
Chapel Town.
They do have, I have to say, the one thing that they do have in abundance in Chapel on the Frith is cranes. They have one of the largest crane companies in Europe.
Is that right?
After Chapel on the Frith, where we're going to after that, is it Dovehole, whatever it's called?
It is Doveholes, yeah. Which I'm sure you're already aware of this. It was voted in 2001 Britain's ugliest village.
No!
Which, to be one redeeming feature, is that there's a company there which makes pretend grass. And to show how great their pretend grass is, there's an old VW Beetle out front next to the entrance. And they've put a load of pretend turf all over this car. And this car's got crash test dummies inside it and everything.
Marvellous piece of modern art, Burke.
And you've got a big cement factory there as well, of course, which is...
Well, it came to notoriety and fame with the fantastic show Homes Under the Hammer back in 2013. There was a property up for sale, of which was purchased. The local publican bought the undertakers.
It's a one-stop shop. That's what you want, isn't it? Right, Burke. So we're travelling over that little hilly bit where Doveholes is. She's nice views and that. And then then suddenly, in the distance, opening up there. There's
well, you can turn left. You can turn left to Tideswell.
No, not on the 199. You can't though, Swamper. Buxton.
I'm just letting people know if they wanted to, they could get off there and walk to Tideswell.
If you really wanted, it'd be a very long walk. And I tell you what, it'd be easier to go to Buxton and get the 65 across.
Don't start throwing more buses in.
Actually, my favourite bus of all time. It's a brilliant bus. Maybe we'll mention that another week. But
you have a go at me, and I've just basically teed that one up for him so he could kapow. The 65 comes in there. Without me saying Tideswell, that would have never, ever come to the voice, and people would have never known that now there is an even better bus route, the 65 from Buxton. But you've got to get to Buxton first, I suppose.
So, well, I'll wax lyrical about it another time. But Buxton holds a very, very special place in my heart. You know, last week in Upper Mill, it had two significant moments in my life. Well, Buxton holds a very special place in my heart for one very good reason. Cast your mind back 10 years, almost to the week, because it was Buxton 2, FC United of Manchester 2. And a pig's head got chucked onto the pitch after Buxton went 2-0 up. And poor old Sam Ashton, he was there in Carnshead by the penalty spot. And next thing you know, he does a Brucey double take and there's a big pig's head, a severed pig's head.
To be honest, it doesn't surprise me because he was a trotter.
Do you mean Bolton fan?
He was a Bolton fan. He played for Bolton.
We had Mike Norton on last week on FC Legends, and he spoke about the pig's head. He still remembers it.
He got both goals that day, Ben. I mean, one, 20-yard goal from the snapshot, left peg, bottom corner. Now, after the game, I went with my friend John. Me and John, we go and get the train, and we're talking about what's happened and the match and all that. And someone leans over. Who is it? It's only blooming Swinefingers, isn't it? and he gets talking to us. And who's he with? He's with Swampy. It was the first time I ever met Swampy.
Oh, lovely.
On the train back.
And the great news is I cannot remember any of it.
No.
7 years. Berkey, anyway, Berkey, yes. We're coming to that time of the show where there's a new segment. And it's called Timetable Tombola.
Yay!
And basically, Berkey, next week, what's going to happen now is Ben's going to roll the tombola and we're going to pick out a number, and that number is the bus that next week you're going to tell us all about. Whether it exists or not is down to you.
All right.
So you at this stage could actually make one up if it doesn't exist. And if it does exist, you have to tell us all about it next week. Ben, roll the timetable tombola.
Tombola means somersalt in Italian.
Well, next week, Berkey, we are going to somersault into the 100 bus.
Oh, Manchester to Warrington.
Oh, you spoiled it.
All sounded right. Very knowledgeable there, didn't I, to be fair? Knowing instantly indeed, where the 100 went.
Indeed you did, yeah. I mean, it's as if above your head there's a timetable for every bus route in Greater Manchester.
Pretty much, yeah. It's an hourly bus from Shude Hill, and it goes all the... Oh, it's a terrible bus.
when you go over Barton Bridge and you turn left and you get on that roundabout, you turn left going to what football club? It's early. That's Earlham Town, down there, isn't it?
Yeah, on Silver Street, yeah.
And the thing is, you drive all the way, and then it's like a horseshoe. You just come all the way back down another road, and that's it.
Berkey, a big thank you for joining us, Clipper Card Kid. Very, very informative as always, and we'll be hearing from you again next week.
If you'll have me, yeah. I mean, I'll have to.
Well, it should be part of the show people are writing about.
Drum up the courage to talk about the 100. You know, it's not a vintage route, but I'm sure we can find interesting things to talk about. I mean, go through Eccles, we can mention Eccles cakes, and that's about it.
See you soon, Berkey.
Take care, Berkey.
Bye.
Timetable tombola there, Ben.
Yep, I don't.
I'll tell you what.
At time of recording, I've not actually got the sound effect yet. Wish me luck, everyone. I'm sure it sounded fantastic.
Sounds like it's going to be a very good segment.
Just before we go, just a quick plug for some other stuff happening this week. On Monday, FC Legends this week, it's with Mr. David Chadwick, where we've obviously had a few players we've been talking about the FA Cup a lot and that kind of thing and the Northern Premier League days. But this is going to be a chat in particular about the first two seasons and Blackpool Mechanics away, Cheadle Town, winning the league, League and Cup double, beating Curzon, that kind of thing. Oh, and we will have commentary, even though he never commentated on it at the time, seamlessly, like he was there in the flesh, commentating for FC Radio.
I was there in the flesh, but I wasn't commentating.
It's going to be a bit like Back to the Future Part 2, isn't it, where Marty McFly, he's having to go back to the 50s. You're going to be there at Bloomfield Road, whilst there's a younger version of yourself there, really intoxicated. It's going to be really weird for you, I'd imagine.
That was a very, 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 very interesting weekend, that. Blooming heck. Friday to Sunday. Oh, fantastic. Polish vodka.
Good quiz that weekend.
The Sunday quiz was interesting. I've never drank homemade Polish vodka. Goodness gracious me. It was interesting, to say the least. And I think the most interesting about that trip was I think it was this Friday afternoon or maybe the Saturday morning, about 150 FC United fans all watching curling in the local pub and all willing the Scots on. It was a great day, that, though. Fantastic day. But I'm sure you'll be regaling that with David Chadwick on Monday, Ben.
Yeah, so join us for that. Swampy, a big thank you for joining us for another edition of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. Just before we go, what's your song for this week?
It's a song from 1963.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What are we having?
He's excited already. The song is a beautiful song. Actually, it's a song. It's an album from a woman who went on to perform phenomenal music, and is absolutely an amazing artist. But this album's a little bit different because it was one of her earliest albums. The album is actually called Laughing on the Outside, and the track is called I Want to Be Around, and it's by Aretha Franklin.
Well, thank you, Swamper. Have a lovely week. We'll be back next week, dear listener, with another edition of Swamper's Red Rebel Radio. See you soon, Swamper. Bye.
See you soon, and I think next week we might even have the Tombola of Truth.
I want to be around to pick up pieces when somebody breaks your heart.
This is FCUM Radio. Lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.